compete hard and really leave you an indelible impression in your memory of your opportunity to be down here at State. So we're in North Bend High School for the girls' quarterfinal game. The boys will be playing at Marshfield after this game. John Stearns will be bringing you the beginning of that game until I can pack up my equipment, get out of North Bend, get over to Coos Bay. It takes me about 15 minutes or so. So John will be handling the early part of that game. I'll pick up for him at a convenient break over there sometime. We appreciate John Stearns and his willingness to do that to help us out and make sure that you, the listener at home that can't be here in Coos Bay, North Bend for the state championships, get a chance to hear the whole unfettered game. If you are interested in watching this, the goal here is to be able to stream this girls' game. We wanted to stream both of them on NFHS Network. If you go to the NFHSnetwork.com, you should be able to see the Warriors feed, but we're having a few technical difficulties right now. Kimmy, Romy, and Derek Barnett are working on this. I'm looking over their shoulder right now. They're having a little connection problem. Hopefully they can get that worked out. Was working earlier. We were streaming and everything was fine, and so hopefully they'll get that going. But the goal is to be able to stream as many games as possible here from the state championship that you can watch on NFHS. You can listen for free, of course, on 1260 as you're doing right now. Watching the stream, there's a cost to that. It's actually $10 a game or $15 for the month. And so if we can get that up and running, you'll be able to get that feed. It looks like it's good right now. I think they've got to save just in time. We've got about 5 minutes to go, maybe 4 minutes before tip-off. We're going to have a national anthem here in just a moment. So what we're going to do is take a couple of minutes break, and then we're going to come back and get things ready for the tip-off. You are listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, 1260 AM, McMinnville. We'll be back in just a minute. John Stearns.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget.
Amcraft Cabinets, 1015 Northeast Alpine Avenue, McMinnville. Call them at 503-472-0318.
At Country Financial, we know you worry about protecting the people you love. Your wife.
Hi, honey.
Your children.
Dad, let's play catch.
It's why Country Financial representatives want to know who you care the most about and work hard to help you protect your family tree. Because as it grows, we'll be here with life insurance that can help you plan so that every branch can own their future. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Contact your local financial representative, Tim Harsma, at 503-565-2043.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. As you can hear, they are being introduced in the background. Reg McShane being introduced as a coach. We've got a good Amity crowd here tonight. Just taking a look at the far side bleachers, I would say we've probably traveled about 150 fans down here. Just a rough estimate there. Nice little student section going and a lot of blue t-shirts. If you didn't see these, they say double trouble on the front, talking about State 2016 basketball, say Warrior basketball. Right across the front of that is the double trouble. State 2016 basketball is kind of circular around that. They look great in Warrior blue, and there's probably 100 of those in the stands. It looks absolutely fantastic. Great support for our kids here tonight. Of course, this game against Portland Adventist Academy, and then the boys are going to play Portland Adventist Academy also at Marshfield High School after this game is over. So Amity comes into this as the 6 seed, Portland Adventist Academy as the 3 seed. And we've talked a lot about ratings throughout the course of this season. And we know those can fluctuate based on who you've played, who you've beat, who they've beat, who your opponents have been and how they've done against them. And so we just got our stream, looks like, up live. Kimmy Romy celebrating here a little bit because we're down to about a minute to go before game time. And so if you go to nfhsnetworks.com, you can find our stream there. It's $10 for a game. It's $15 for a month-long pass, which means you'll be able to watch any games that we stream. And we're going to be using that service to stream other events also throughout the year, including hopefully May Day program, music concerts, things like that. Really want to expand what we can offer parents and relatives and friends and alumni that can't be at every event. So in earlier action, also on the girls' side, Coquille defeated Portland Christian 57-53. So Coquille advances to play Dayton. They're going to play at noon tomorrow at Marshfield High School. The winner of this Amity and Portland Adventist game will play the winner of Sandingham Christian and Salem Academy. Salem Academy, the heavy favorite in that game. They are the 2 seed coming in. Salem or Sandingham Christian is the 10 seed. So the Warriors are out on the floor and ready to roll, waiting for Portland Adventist to break their huddle and come on out. Victoria Howard set to jump center there. Out there with Worthington, McShane, Steele, and Krotzer. Halverson going to jump center against Victoria Halverson, a legit 6-footer out there. Very athletic, balls up. And the tap is won by the Warriors. McShane gets it over to Steele on the right side. She works it down towards the corner, now reverses it out to Krotzer. Krotzer penetrates to the foul line, gets inside of there to about 10 feet, lays it up and in from about 6 feet. Madeline Krotzer with her first 2 points of the game. It's 2-0 Warriors. A nice quick hitter there by Krotzer. Johnson with the ball now, left side, back out on top to McLaughlin. McLaughlin to Knapp. Knapp working top of the key to Lesage. Lesage over to Johnson. Johnson back out to Knapp. Knapp penetrates right side, kicks it to Johnson, gets it back on the low post, back out to Johnson. Fakes the three, goes left side to 34. That is Johnson. Johnson comes out of there, misses the shot. Warriors basketball up the left side to McShane in the left corner. Now out top, Howard, wide open three, buries it. Victoria Howard hits her first shot of the night. And as we know, that is a great sign. Victoria now picking up Halverson. 5-0 Warriors. Great start here in the first minute of this championship quarterfinal game. Knapp out top with it. Works it right side to Lesage. Lesage penetrates back around the top of the key to Johnson. Left side fakes the three on McShane. Now drives baseline. Picks up her dribble. Steps through. Lays it up short. Battling in there. McShane comes out of there with it. Great job by McShane and Worthington. Howard pushes it up the right side. Cross court. Pass to Steele. Steele, 22-footer left side. That one's off. Gets her own rebound into about 10 feet. Puts it up. Comes off short. And rebound by Lesage. Lesage pushes it ahead to Johnson. Johnson up the right side. Penetrates all the way down the right side. Picks up a foul on Krotzer, I believe. 6:25 to go here in the first. 5-0 Warriors. Foul's going to be on the drive. It was on Madeline. First foul of the game for either team. Warriors wearing their traveling blue uniforms as the higher seed in this game. The white trim. Inbound quick to Lesage. Lesage gets it back out to Halverson. Halverson fakes the three back to Lesage. Now Lesage takes the three from the right angle. That one's short. Rebound by Howard. Reg says push it up quick. Howard gets it across half court. Might have carried it. Got away with that one. Now she goes down the left side. Takes it all the way in. Lays it up and in. Victoria Howard with a great move down the left wing. Pass ahead to Johnson on the left wing. She takes a three. No good. Rebound up and pulled out of there by McShane. Gets the outlet pass to Howard. Howard knocked to the floor and we got a foul on number 22. That is Caitlin Knapp. That's going to be the second team or the first team foul on PAA. It's 7-0 Warriors. 5:55 to go here in the first quarter. Warrior basketball on the far sideline. Howard gets it into Krotzer, and she'll bring it across. They start to double out there. She kicks it quickly to Steele. Steele inside to McShane. McShane. McShane drives down, gets the ball knocked out of her hands by Johnson and out of bounds. Lindsay needs to protect that ball a little bit better as she penetrates in. Good play by Johnson to strip it away. Warrior basketball on their own baseline, right side of the key. Howard triggers it into McShane. 15-footer. That one's short. And we got a loose ball foul on the rebound. Johnson came out of there with the rebound, and it's either going to be Worthington or McShane. It's going to be on McShane, her first. Second team foul. Halverson to inbound. She's going to bring the ball up the floor. Nope, she's going to swing it over the right side to Johnson. Johnson, man-to-man, full-court pressure by the Warriors. Johnson penetrates into the foul line, knocked away by McShane. Picked up in the corner by... Johnson with the ball on the left wing. Banks it hard, no good. McShane with the rebound. And she gets it to Kratzer. Kratzer brings it right up the middle of the floor there. It's all the way to the foul line, pulls up a little strong on that one. Loose ball. Rebound by Halverson, and she's going to bring it up herself. Looking ahead to Lesage on the left wing. Lesage takes it in and lays it up and in. Kira Lesage, first two PAA points, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Warriors on that fast break there. Steele penetrates from the left side, little out of control. Kicks it out in the corner to McShane. She goes baseline, pulls up on Halverson, now goes out top to Kratzer. Kratzer right side, Howard for the three. That one's short. McShane with the rebound, puts it up. She's fouled. Lindsay McShane going to go to the line to shoot two. 4:51 to go here in the first quarter. Warriors up 7-2. McShane coming up with a couple foul shots here. Two team fouls on both squads so far. That was the first on Johnson. McShane at the line. First one is up and perfect. McShane with her first point of the night. Pushes that up to a six-point lead for the Warriors. Just going to have one more. That one's short, ball's loose, chased down. McShane trying to save it, does. Way out by half court. Now gets it over to Howard. Howard keeps it in, pulls it to the foul line, banks it, and it goes in. Victoria Howard hit the backboard, front of the rim, the backboard, and then dropped in. 10-2 Warriors. Three-point trip that time. McLaughlin, right side to Lesage. Lesage out on top to Knapp. Knapp back to Lesage on the right wing. Kratzer on her. Now to Knapp, way out high, 28 feet from the basket. Goes left side to Johnson, to McLaughlin. McLaughlin down to Halverson, the low post. She kicks it out in the corner. Knapp, 15-footer, buries it. 10-4, Warriors. Howard ahead to Steele. Steele trying to dribble through the double team, loses the ball. Ball's on the floor, going to be a jump ball, and that's going to be PAA basketball on the alternating possession. Halfway through the first quarter, 10-4 Warriors. Warriors tried to force the action that time against the press. They got trapped at half court, and the ball got knocked away. Ball brought up by Knapp. She falls on the floor, saves it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin goes down to a cutting Knapp. She misses the shot. McShane with the rebound. That was a great pass by McLaughlin to find Knapp on the far side of the key, but she couldn't finish the shot. Kratzer pulls up, takes a three, top of the key, no good. McShane with the rebound, puts it up and in. Lindsay McShane crashing the boards, doing a great job inside there. McLaughlin and Johnson kind of vacated the area. Now, Halverson at the foul line loses it, picked up by Lesage. She gets it over to Knapp. 12-4 Warriors. Now left side to Johnson. Johnson over to Lesage on the right side, goes into the low post on Halverson. Halverson with Howard on her, spins to the left hand, up and under, no good. That one was close. Worthington with the rebound, outlet pass to Steele. Steele going to push it ahead to McShane up the left side, and then lays it up, rolls around, won't stay. Rebound by Kratzer, she misses, and pulled out of there by Johnson. Couple of good point blank looks there for the Warriors, couldn't convert. 12-4 and Halverson with the ball, going to take the three from the left angle. That one's short. And Steele gets the rebound on the far side. She pushes it ahead to Kratzer. Warriors want to run whenever possible. There's a cross-court pass to Howard. Right side. Buries it. Victoria Howard. 2 for 2 from three-point range. And we got a timeout taken by the Cougars. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we're going to stay here. 2:47 to go in the first quarter. 15-4 Warriors. Hey, Les Schwab Tires is one of the sponsors of the state championship, and at Les Schwab Tires, they guarantee their service like they guarantee their tires. Backed at more than 400 stores throughout the West, Les Schwab Tires doing the right thing since 1952. So the Warriors with an 11-point lead here in the first quarter, and the Warriors are being led right now by Victoria Howard, who has 10 points. Lindsay McShane with three, and Madeline Kratzer with two. Victoria Howard playing her best game down here at State that she's had. I'm going to check in and see if our streaming is going well. Streaming is going well. So if you have a chance to get to NFHSnetworks.com, please check that out. We're excited to bring that to you. We'd love some feedback on how it goes. And please bear with us with any technical difficulties we might experience. Johnson now for the Cougars on top. Swings the left side to Halverson. Halverson the left angle. Penetrates to the foul line. Knocked away from behind. She gets it back. Swings it over to Johnson. Johnson looks at the three. Now she penetrates all the way in against McShane. Runs into her. I think we might have a foul on Worthington reaching in from the side. We'll see. But it's going to put Johnson on the line. It is on Worthington. Johnson's going to get two free throws here. Nice penetration by Johnson. So you see Johnson and Halverson both looking at the three and then giving that a fake, drawing the defense, penetrating with the right hand into the lane from the left wing. Johnson's first one rims off, no good. So right now, Victoria Howard with 10 points here in the first quarter. We've got 2.5 minutes to go. And only 4 points right now for the Cougars. McShane gets a rebound on the second miss and gets it ahead to Steele. Steele, left wing, bounce pass to Howard. Howard on the floor for it. Throws up a shot from her knees, I think, and Johnson comes out of there with it. Got to settle down and relax a little bit, kind of force that one. Knapp shot blocked at the foul line by Steele. Chased down by Johnson, gets it back to Knapp. Knapp, top of the key extended. Steele coming out as far as the three-point line. That's it. Halverson from the right side steps back. 19-footer short. McShane with another rebound. Lindsay McShane absolutely dominating the backboard so far in this game. And Howard taking care of the scoring low. Kratzer, foul line, steps back. Looks for a little help. Almost got stolen there by Lesage, but Steele gets her hands on it and then resets it to Kratzer. Kratzer back by the center circle. Goes to the left hand down the side. She is fouled as she is just ripped from the right elbow. By, I think this is going to be on McLaughlin. Let me see here. They're going to say it's on Johnson reaching in. She and McLaughlin were both there. Minute 36 to go here in the first quarter. 15-4 Warriors, and Kratzer goes to the line for a pair of free throws. First one is perfect. She knocks that one down. We got some subs in for the first time for the Warriors as Keely Graham into the game for Victoria Howard and Shayla McLean into the game for Maddie Worthington. Second one rims off, no good. High for the rebounds, Lesay. She pushes it up the left side. 16-4 Warriors. Gets it down in the corner to number 20. That's Chamberlain into the game. Chamberlain penetrates in. Misses McShane with another rebound. And she gets the ball knocked away, but Kratzer comes down with it. Kratzer trying to fight up the left side of the court, and she draws the foul. This one's going to be on McLaughlin. So the Warriors doing a great job of really pushing the ball and being able to get themselves in situations here to draw fouls. That's going to be four team fouls now against the Cougars. Morgan Croxford into the game. Going to give Kratzer a break. So three subs in now for the Warriors. Got the pass on the wing to Shayla McLean, looking into the post. Now she gets it to Steele, cutting down the right side, kicks it out to Graham. Graham looks at the corner too. Now underneath to McShane, lays it up and in on the right post. Great entry pass from Keely Graham there to get that into McShane, where she had great low post position. And Lindsay doing a great job on the boards, and she's got 5 points now also. Ortman in the game for PAA, gets the ball to Lesage. Lesage going to pull up and take a 22-footer, rims it in and out. Rebound by McLean underneath there, battling with Chamberlain. Rips it out of there, Warrior ball up 18-4. Graham pushes it up the right side, loses it. Ball picked off by Halverson. Halverson going the other way. She's got Croxford back. High dribble, gets away with it, goes with the left hand. Misses. Lesage with the rebound. She throws it up, no good. And McShane with another board. Great defense in there by the Warriors to not foul, make that a tough shot. Croxford now on the right wing. Extended, goes in the high post to McShane. McShane doubled there, kicks it left side to Steele. Steele backs it out to Croxford. They're going to play for one shot with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. McLean, right wing, looking at the cutter. No, not there. Gets it back out to Croxford. Now under 10 seconds. Croxford throws it down baseline to McLean. Takes a couple dribbles. Kicks it back out to Croxford. Croxford with 3 seconds. Tries to put up a three-pointer. No good. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter with the score. Amity 18 and PAA 4. We're going to go to a break. Right now, we'll be back after this commercial message. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM, McMinnville.
When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
SSS. We're having some broadcast difficulties with our audio for our video streaming, so we're trying to work those out. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Beginning of the second quarter here, we've got some stats coming at you here on the break. Next dead ball, we'll get you some stats as they were just delivered to us. 18-4 Warriors as we start the second quarter. Warrior basketball. Croxford with the ball, brings it across half court, dribbles it off of the foot of Ortman, and then we've got a jump ball. Croxford just a little sloppy there with her crossover dribble. Little nerves here, her first time playing any kind of extended minutes here at the state tournament. So it's Cougar basketball. They inbound to Lesage on the far right wing. She's trapped there by Graham and stolen by Croxford. Croxford throws it ahead to Steele. She chases it down. The right wing throws it underneath to Graham. Graham hooks a pass, and that one's picked off by Halverson on the baseline. Halverson pushes it up the right side. Croxford falls down. And then Halverson just runs into McShane and loses the ball. Lindsay holding her position fantastically and doesn't draw the charge, but causes Halverson to lose the ball. Croxford a little shaken up on that play. So in the first quarter, the Warriors shot 39% from the field, hitting 2 out of 6 from three-point range and half of their free throws, 2 for 4, while Portland Advent has shot just 12.5%, missed all four of their three-pointers and both of their free throws. McLean on the right wing now looking for the cutter, can't get it to her, gets it down in the corner to Graham. Graham tries to entry that pass into McShane on the right block, and McShane loses it, gets it knocked out of bounds, so it's going to be Warrior basketball. McLean in the corner, gets it out on top to Steele down in the corner to McShane. She goes baseline, bounce past him. McLean lays it up and in. Great job by Lindsay McShane to head baseline and find Shayla McLean all by herself when the help defense came to stop Lindsay. Chamberlain gives it to Lesage. Lesage way out top now, swings it left side to Chamberlain. Chamberlain dribbles to the right hand towards the top of the key and then backs it out. She's got McLean on her. Goes left side to Ortman. Ortman penetrates into about 10 feet and buries that shot. Ortman with her first two of the game, 20-6 Warriors. Krotzer back in the game, pushes it up quickly and draws the touch foul. Reach in on Ortman. That's going to be Ortman's first, I believe. And it's going to be the 15th foul on PAA. 6:48 to go in the second. Warriors up 20-6.
For Warriors now, Victoria
Howard returns to the game for the Warriors. So they're back to starters except for McLean and for Worthington. There's a quick entry pass down low to Krotzer. She lays it up and in. Great pass from Allie Steele. Finding Krotzer, cutting down the far side of the key and made a perfect pass. And now the ball is knocked off of number 14. That's Samantha McLaughlin. And she penetrated in, got the ball slapped out of her hands, went off her leg and out of bounds. So Warriors get it back, leading 22-6 with 6.5 minutes to go in the second. Krotzer, top of the key, penetrates with the right hand, gets to about 8 feet and knocks it down. Madeline Krotzer starting to take over the game a little bit here on the offensive end. Victoria Howard steals the inbounds pass. Her shot blocked by Halverson as she tries to take it right back in with the right hand. McLaughlin gets it over to Chamberlain, puts up a 23-footer. That's good. That is a deep three by Chamberlain. She had McLean on her. Howard penetrates in to 10 feet. She misses the jumper. Halverson with the rebound. Picks up her dribble. Howard on her. 24-9 Warriors. McLean's going to have to extend now on Chamberlain. That's probably not the matchup Reg is going to want. Down on the baseline, Johnson gets away with the travel and loses the ball, gets it stripped out of there. Krotzer comes down with it, gets it ahead to McShane. McShane goes in with the left hand, and she misses. Loose ball grabbed by McLaughlin and then stripped out of her hands by McShane and out of bounds off the Warriors. 5:40 to go here in the second quarter, 24-9 Warriors. Knapp back into the game, replaces McLaughlin. So it's McLaughlin, Knapp, Chamberlain. Excuse me, it's not McLaughlin. It's Knapp, Chamberlain, Halverson, Johnson, and Ortman in the game right now for PAA. Ortman out on top with the ball, goes right side to Knapp. Knapp looking at the cutters as they go through now, hits Chamberlain way out top. Now McLean coming out to the three-point line on her, goes left side to Ortman. Ortman looking at the cutters now, going from right to left, reverses the ball. There's a three-point attempt by Johnson, air ball from there and out of bounds for your basketball. So PAA is starting to look more at the three-point shot. Worthington back into the game, replaces McLean. McLean gave some real nice bench there. Be a factor inside as she's done the last probably 3 weeks of the season. Has really improved her low post game on both ends of the floor. McShane, left angle three. That one a little short rebound by Howard. Howard goes up strong with it. No good. And the rebound by Ortman in traffic. Gets it over to Knapp, and Knapp goes up the left side to Chamberlain. Chamberlain traveled, got away with it, crosses over. And there they got it with the travel the second time. I think the official probably saw the first travel, didn't blow the whistle, and then as soon as he got an opportunity to blow it again, he did. Krotzer with the ball now, brings it across, 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Warriors up by 15, 24-9. Loses it over to, picked up by Howard. Howard top of the key, Ortman on her. Howard backs her way down, gets to about 10 feet, pulls up, misses the short jumper. That was a good-looking shot for Howard. She can get that shot anytime she wants if Ortman's going to be guarding her. Chamberlain left side, looks at the three, now dumps it into Halverson in the left corner of the foul line. She finds a cutter down low. Halverson follows the miss with the shot. I think that was Johnson that missed the shot. Halverson came down the left side and put it up and in, 24-11. PAA making a little comeback here, looking better on the offensive end. Worthington down on the right baseline, gets it back out to Krotzer on the left, on the right wing. Krotzer takes it in, draws it up, throws it in, and is fouled. Madeline Krotzer going hard from the right wing across the key with a left hand, got down to about 8 feet, drew some contact, flicked it up and in, and she loves that shot. That was the shot that just would not fall at districts against Dayton. She had numerous chances with that similar type of shot, and that is her comfort zone, and she just showed why right there. 26-11 Warriors. Krotzer to the line to shoot one, and she buries that one. It's perfect. Back to a 16-point Warrior lead now as we come up on the midway point in the second quarter. Chamberlain, left wing, kicks it back out on top to Knapp, extended. Knapp works the right side with Graham on her, goes back to her left. Graham closes out on her when she picks up the dribble. Johnson, the high post right side, starts to dribble, knocked away by Graham, and couldn't quite get to it. It hit the baseline right before Keeley could get her hands on the ball. Great job by Keeley to knock that away from the high post. It's going to be Cougar basketball on the right baseline, way out by the three-point line, their end of the court. Knapp triggers it in. McLaughlin penetrates in, throws it up, and she misses. Rebound out of there. McShane had it, lost it. Howard came out of there with it. Howard all the way across, finds Graham on the baseline, tries to get it back to Worthington on the right side of the key, and ball knocked out of bounds by the Cougars. Warriors continue to try to push the ball up the floor whenever possible. Howard to inbound, right side of the key. Gets it into Worthington, out by the three-point line. Now to Krotzer, right wing to Howard. Howard, three-pointer, right side, misses that one. Krotzer with the rebound, takes it up, and misses the short shot. Rebound pulled out of there by McLaughlin. Gets it ahead to Chamberlain. Ortman. Ortman pulls up and hits a little eight-footer over Howard. Tough miss there. The Warriors had a great look at that one and couldn't put it down. 27-13 Warriors. Coming up on 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. McShane out on the left wing. Right side to Howard. Howard misses the three from there, and the rebound by Chamberlain. Chamberlain gives it to Knapp. Knapp up the middle of the floor, right side now to Ortman. Ortman jump stop at 28 feet. Back out to Knapp on top, extended. Knapp working on Graham. Picks up her dribble, gets it left side to Ortman. Ortman at the three-point line, working on Krotzer, gets to the foul line, now to Chamberlain. Chamberlain gets a little pick, puts up a 19-footer, and buries it. She's giving him a nice little spark off the bench. It's 27-15. Warriors up 12. Krotzer in, gets fouled, going to the line to shoot two. Had that little scoop shot ready again, and somebody hit her on the elbow as she went through. We'll see who that's on. It's going to be the seventh team foul, I believe. And the foul is going to be on number 34. That's Johnson. That's her third foul already. I would think that's going to lead to a substitute here. Krotzer buries the first one. Halverson and Lesage, their two best offensive players, back into the game. Thought that was kind of interesting that PAA had both of them off the bench at the same time. But Chamberlain gave him a little spark. Chamberlain's got five. Krotzer hits them both. No, going to say Krotzer stepped over the line And so that second one's not going to count. It's 28 to 15, a 13-point Warrior lead with 2.5 minutes to go in the second. McLaughlin penetrates all the way in on McShane, loses the ball, picked up by Kratzer. Kratzer dribbling through some traffic now, gets to half court. Top of the key, bounce pass picked off by Knapp. That was not a good pass at all by Madeline. Not sure what she thought she was going to get that through there. Chamberlain on the left wing. Gets it back out on top to Knapp. Knapp with Graham doing a great job defensively on the point guard there. Goes left side to Halverson, extended. Halverson looking for cutters, now puts the ball on the floor. Steps back, gets the ball to Lesage. Lesage works off the screen, wanted to get a three. Nice job by Crosser to close out. She gets it to Chamberlain. Chamberlain's going to be fouled by Maddie Worthington. Chamberlain really doing the bulk of the offensive load here for him. She's got 5 points in the game to lead all of their scorers. Halverson has two, and Lesage has two, so the two big guns really not being able to do anything. Warriors doing a good job of closing them out, and you know, you, as an offense, you have to take what the defense gives you, and that's been Chamberlain so far for the Cougars. Chamberlain at the foul line, buries the first one. McLean back into the game, replacing Worthington. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Warriors up 12, but Chamberlain with a chance to cut that down to 11 here with her second one. Takes a couple of dribbles and eyes it. And that one's perfect also. Good looking foul shooter there. 28-17. They've got it back down to 11. Keely Graham out. Allie Steele back in. Steele had a nice rest. Was able to get some extended rest there because Graham played so well on the defensive end. But a little bit more offense with Steele. Kratzer left side to McShane. McShane comes around top of the key. Finds McLean. Hit on the arm. No call there. And she misses the 12-foot jump shot just inside the top of the key there. Or just inside the fouling. Lesage, right side, starts to go to her left, now gets it back to Knapp, extended out by the center circle. Knapp hands it off to Lesage. Lesage, Kratzer on her, wants to get the three, can't do it, goes to Chamberlain, top of the key extended. Chamberlain works to the right side, hands the ball to McLaughlin. McLaughlin crosses over McShane. McShane knocks the ball out of bounds. Nice crossover move by McLaughlin. Better hands by McShane. Minute 22 to go in the second. Warriors kind of lost their offensive momentum here. They had it going there for about a quarter and a half. And right now they're struggling a little bit on the floor. Lesage goes in, blocked by Kratzer. And McShane comes out of there with a rebound. What else is new? Kratzer pushes up the left side. Gets the ball to Howard on the left side. Howard pulls up. Now she finds McLean on the right side of the key. Great look by Victoria Howard. And McLean lays it up and in and pushes it back to 13. 1 minute to go. McLaughlin to Chamberlain. Chamberlain for a three, and she hits that also. And Shayla McLean right up on her. That's a 10-point lead now for the Warriors. Under a minute. Kratzer with the ball out by the center circle. Chamberlain's been the whole offense here for the Cougars. McLean right side, swings it back over to Howard at the top of the key. Takes a three from there. That one's short, and Chamberlain with a rebound. No question of the MVP has been for the Cougars here in the first half. She's done it on both ends of the floor. Knapp after Lesage on the right side, starts to penetrate, tries to throw it down, does finally gets it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin goes baseline, throws up a right-handed hook shot off the backboard and in. 20 seconds to go, 30-22 Warriors. Kratzer, top of the key, penetrates down the left side, takes the tough little jumper, misses. McLean with the rebound, puts it up and in. Shaylen McLean getting great inside position. Under 10 seconds to go, Warriors back up by 10. Lesage looks at the three, penetrates baseline, nowhere to go there, throws it out, picked off by Howard, gets it across her. 2-1. Oh, she was trying to get it ahead to Steele. Not enough time for that. End of the first half. Warriors up 32-22. It was 18-4 at the end of the first quarter. So the Cougars controlled that quarter by a score of 18-14, but it's still a 10-point Warrior lead. We'll have come back with some halftime stats here in just a few minutes. But right now, we're going to take a commercial break. You are listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM. McMinnville.
Are you looking for good old-fashioned mouth-watering barbecue? Head for Uncle Jack's Barbecue in Amity. This is real barbecue. Everything is smoked right on location and everything is special, right down to the peanut shells on the floor. And if you don't know what that means, then you definitely need to head to Amity and Uncle Jack's Barbecue. Uncle Jack's Barbecue serves lunch and dinner and also has takeout and catering. They're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday until 8, and they're closed on Sunday.
When you're looking for parts for your car or truck, head to Davison Auto Parts. Quality parts with the NAPA know-how to get you down the road once again and to make sure you get the right part the first time. NAPA know-how and Davison Auto Parts, a winning combination. Davison Auto Parts wishes the best to Amity and Dayton in state tournament play. Davison Auto Parts, Carlton, Florence, Lincoln City, Mahama, McMinnville, Monmouth, Reedsport, Sheridan, Tillamook, and Woodburn. A winning team, Davison Auto Parts.
Some things you can't control, like that epic traffic in the mall parking lot. Or the fussy triplets waiting behind you at the only register. Or the wet, rock-filled shortcut you take home that leads to this. A flat tire. But you're not worried. Your Les Schwab tires are backed by their best tire value promise. So you'll get free flat repairs, free pre-trip safety checks, equal value replacements, and more for the life of your tires. Even the triplets would appreciate that. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How long, Dave?
How long, Dave?
You're on the air.
All right, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball.
We got about 8 minutes to go here in the halftime break.
Get you updated on some stats here. Warriors were led in the first half by Madeline Kratzer with 11 on 4-9 shooting from the field, 3 out of 5 from the foul line. Victoria Howard had 10 points, hit a couple of threes in there. Also, 3 steals for Victoria Howard. And then Shayla McLean had 8 points off the bench on 4 out of 5 shooting, getting right there inside, doing a great job of getting low post position and really punishing the Cougars for not putting a body on her. Warriors were led in rebounding in the first half by Lindsay McShane. McShane just 1 for 6 from the field, but she has 10 boards, including 3 offensive rebounds, 3 points, a couple of assists, and a couple of block shots for Lindsay, really contributing in all facets of the game there. For Portland Adventist, they were led in the first half by Kailani Chamberlain, who had 10 points, and she made all 5 of her shots. She was 2 for 2 from three-point range, had a couple of free throws made, and made a 2-point field goal also. So 3 for 3 from the field and 2 for 2 from the foul line for her. And then outside of that, really not hurt by the big guns. Halverson had 2 points and 3 rebounds in the first half and a couple of assists. And Lesage, the other one we talked about, with just 2 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist, and 3 turnovers. And so the Warriors, with a 10-point lead, did a great job overall. They really just didn't expect Chamberlain to come off the bench firing like that. And so that hot hand of Chamberlain kept the Cougars within striking distance here. So things to look for in the second half, obviously, will be the Warriors closing out better against Chamberlain, but continuing to do the same job defensively they've done on Lesage and on Halverson. The problem with Chamberlain is that she comes in as a post and then moves out to the perimeter. And so what's happened is the Warriors have had either Shayla McLean or Maddie Worthington in the game trying to check Chamberlain, and Chamberlain going, that last three she hit was over the outstretched hands of McLean from about 22 feet, and she didn't hesitate. And so that's a real problem when that happens for your big girls to have to go out and try to check really a kind of a point forward like that with Chamberlain. I want to mention that Subway Restaurants are proud to be a sponsor of the OSAA Radio Network Halftime Show. Be sure to stop by your locally owned and operated Subway restaurant for a wide variety of subs and salads made to order. Subway, eat fresh. Also, if you want the latest information on your Warriors or any other high school team, log on to osaa.org. The OSAA has schedules, scores, and official rankings for all member schools in all team sports. At osaa.org, you'll also find playoff brackets, broadcast schedules, and historical records. Also, let me note in there that if you go to OSAA and you go to basketball, you'll see live coverage banner up at the top of the screen. If you click on Amity versus Portland Adventist Academy, you will find the live stats right there where you can see what's going on. Play-by-play, the play-by-play is documented there, as well as the scoring, rebounding, and all other team and individual statistics. So OSAA.org, great place to go, even during the game, to keep up on what's happening. Don't forget, your Amity Warrior boys will be playing right after this game. John Stearns will be bringing you that live for the first part of the game until I can get over there. North Bend High School and Coos Bay, Marshfield High School, that is. North Bend High School and Marshfield High School are about 10 minutes apart by driving. You got to then find parking, which is a little bit of a challenge at halftime of a game. So it takes a good 15 to 20 minutes to transition from one to the other. So depending on how quickly this game goes, the Warrior boys are tipping off at 8:15. I'll get over there and take over for John whenever it's convenient, but appreciate John Stearns being willing to do that so that we can have both games being brought to you live. All right, we're going to take one more quick commercial break here, a couple of commercials. We'll be back after these messages with the second half. We've got about 3.5 minutes to go before the second half starts. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM, McMinnville. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Knapp's Thriftway in Newburgh. Knapp's is located at 112 East 1st Street in Newburgh and is open 24 hours a day. Knapp's is locally owned and operated, and check out Knapp's delicious fried chicken. Mmm, good. Knapp's Thriftway Newburgh. Check out their coupons online at knappssupermarket.com. Knapp's Thriftway, Newburgh, Oregon. Amity Food and Coffee House, where business meetings and friendly local banter collide. You're sure to find something to appease your taste at the full-service coffee bar, pastry case, or within the fine cheese and sandwich selection. With a variety of brand-name foods, a beautiful produce selection, a fresh meat case, dairy selection, you simply can't go wrong with Amity Foods. On the main street in Amity, don't forget we have a public restroom. And they say, go Amity Warriors.
Are you looking for good old-fashioned mouth-watering barbecue? Head for Uncle Jack's Barbecue in Amity. This is real barbecue. Everything is smoked right on location and everything is special. Uncle Jack's Barbecue serves lunch and dinner and also has takeout and catering. They're open Monday through Friday 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday until 8, and they're closed on Sundays. Uncle Jack's Barbecue is two doors down from the Chevron station on Highway 99 as you're going through Amity.
At Country Financial, get door-to-door coverage, auto insurance, plus home or renter's coverage, and save up to 25% with this multi-policy savings. Protect what you have with Country Financial.
Contact your local financial representative, Tim Harsma, at 503-565-2043.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Warrior basketball. This is Jeff Clark bringing you live. Amity Warrior girls action getting ready to start the second half here at North Bend High School. A minute and a half to go before the third quarter takes off here. It's 32-22 Warriors in the first half. And really what we saw was the Warriors dominating the backboards, shutting down Lesage and Halverson, the two big guns from Portland Adventist Academy. And really, the Cougars, if it wasn't for Chamberlain coming off the bench and giving them 10 points, would be out of this game because their normal weapons have not been able to do anything in the first half. Now, that said, you know, what we hope this isn't is a tale of two halves. We hope the Warriors are able to come right back out, continue their same defensive intensity, continue to box out. McLean and McShane just doing a fantastic job on the boards. In the first half, Lindsey McShane had 10 rebounds, and Shayla McLean had a couple. But between the two of them, they had 11 points, 12 boards, and really dominated around the paint, around the glass. And that's what we need more of in the second half. I'm sure that Reg will mess with his lineups a little bit when Chamberlain comes into the game and try to make sure that that's being covered, not giving her those open looks from three-point range again. But nobody else really got a good look in the entire first half. Multiple occasions where either Johnson, who loves to shoot the three, or Lesage, who's a very good three-point shooter, the Warriors were able to cause them to have to fake their three and then put the ball on the floor. And so I know the Warriors will continue to try to do that. All right, both teams headed back out on the floor. I want to remind you that for over 55 years, Les Schwab Tires has been committed to providing their customers the most for their tire dollar. Price, value, and selection. Les Schwab Tires doing the right thing since 1952. Warrior basketball. Krotzer walks it across half court. Lesage on her, top of the key. Travels, trying to go to McShane, committed to the pass a little bit, pulled the pass back, couldn't get her foot to stop dragging. So quick turnover by the Warriors, 6 seconds in. Cougar basketball. Got Knapp at the point guard, gets it right side to Lesage. Lesage trots her on her, works back to the top of the key and hands it to Chamberlain starting this half. Can't keep her on the bench anymore. Gives it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin working on McShane. Finds Lesage. Lesage steps through, misses McShane with her 11th board. Gets it to Howard. Howard up the right side. Finds Steele. Steele, 22-footer. Short. Long rebound. Steele battling for it. Saved back in by Portland Adventist. Knapp comes out of there with it. No score so far here in the third quarter. Still a 10-point Warrior lead, 32-22. McLaughlin right side, back out on top to Halverson. Looks at the three, pulls it back down. Now starts backing her way down, gets to the foul line, spins back to the right hand, leaves it short. McShane with another rebound. Lindsay now with 12 boards in the game, just doing a fantastic job of owning the paint. Steele right side, back out on top to Krotzer. Krotzer with Kira Lesage on her. Krotzer fakes left, goes over right side to Worthington. She looks for McShane cutting. Ball knocked out of bounds by Halverson. A little weak on the pass there. McShane couldn't get a hand on it. Halverson could. Warriors are going to inbound right side of the key on their baseline. Howard gets it in the corner to McShane. McShane rips through and then gets it out on top to Steele. Steele, left side to McShane, looks at the three from there over Halverson. Little short, McShane follows her own rebound. Now kicks it back out to Steele. That's 13 boards for McShane. We'll keep a running total for you here. She's got a shot at 20. Ball dumped inside to McShane. She's going to be fouled. The basket's going to count. Lindsay McShane was grabbed on the right arm as she headed down the left side of the lane. Great entry pass from Allie Steele. And they're going to say that foul was on. Good. See who they give that to. Foul's going to be on Chamberlain. Chamberlain grabbed McShane to try to stop her. McShane just powered through it. I know, hard to believe Lindsay could power through a foul, right? Foul shot is short, though, and the ball ripped out of there by Knapp, and she pushes it hard up the right side. Pulls up at the key now and gets it right corner to Lesage. Nobody on her. Misses the three. Steele with the rebound on the weak side. Looks up the floor. Trying to get it to Howard. Finally does. Howard, too far under. Lays it up. No good. Worthington with the rebound. She puts it up and in. Maddie Worthington running the floor. Got the rebound and scores on that. It's a 14-point Warrior lead. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Halverson goes with the left hand. She misses. Worthington with the rebound. Worthington ahead to Howard. Howard on the right side. Brings it back to the middle. Finds McShane underneath. McShane with the left hand. And she's fouled by Halverson. McShane going to the foul line. And that'll make Lindsay happy because she's not pleased with coming up short of that last foul shot. So Lindsay get a chance at some retribution here at the foul line. 36-22 Warriors, 5:51 to go in the third quarter. The Warriors being the aggressor here on both ends of the floor again. McShane's first one off to the right. Lindsay pretty hard on herself as an athlete. Not going to be happy at all about missing a couple of foul shots in a row. She's got one more. This one's up and rattles around and goes in. So not very clean, but it dropped in to make it a 15-point lead. Warriors now extend into man-to-man over across half court. McLaughlin takes up left side of McShane. Loses the ball. McShane poked it away, and then Krotzer comes up with it. Krotzer ahead to Howard. Howard lays it up and in. Nice fast break by the Warriors. 39-22 as the Warriors look to put the foot down on the throat of the Cougars here and end this one early. 5.5 minutes to go. Warriors now up 17 with 7 straight points to start the third. Lesage now on the right side of the key. Works her way down, crosses over behind her back, picks up her dribble, hands it to, gets it to Knapp. Knapp Hands it off to McLaughlin, left side. McLaughlin with McShane on her. Backs out to Lesage, top of the key. 23 feet. Crosses over, gets in the way of Knapp. Knapp almost ran her down. Now they get the ball right side to Halverson. Halverson works left, gets to the foul line, backs it out, has Worthington on her. She likes that matchup. Now she's traveled, got away with that. She shuffled her feet. She gets the ball to Knapp. Knapp, top of the key, hands it to Lesage. Lesage finally goes right side to McLaughlin. McLaughlin looking for the cutters going through, trying to get it into Lesage in the post. Crosser doing a good job down there. Now Halverson back to Chamberlain. Chamberlain starts to penetrate. Now goes baseline to Knapp. Back out to Chamberlain. She throws up an air ball, her first miss of the game. Howard with the rebound and gets it to Steele, and she brings it up, sets up the offense, goes to the left hand, bounce pass to McShane. McShane lays it up and in. What a great pass by Allie Steele from the left side of the key to the right side. We've got a timeout taken by the Cougars. 41-22 Warriors, 4:18 to go in the third quarter. This is going to be, I think, a full timeout. So if it is, it is. We're going to send you to commercial break. We'll be right back after this commercial message. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM. McMinnville. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget.
Amcraft Cabinets, 1015 Northeast Alpine Avenue, McMinnville. Call them at 503-472-0318.
At Country Financial, we know you worry about protecting the people you love. Your wife.
Hi, honey.
Your children.
Dad, let's play catch.
It's why Country Financial representatives want to know who you care the most about and work hard to help you protect your family tree. Because as it grows, we'll be here with life insurance that can help you plan so that every branch can own their future. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Contact your local financial representative, Tim Harsman, at 503-565-2020. 43.
Pass on the right side to Chamberlain, knocked out of bounds by Worthington. Warriors have really picked up their defensive intensity here in the third quarter and have been very aggressive on the offensive end as well. Now Halverson out top with Howard on her. Swings it left side to Ortman into the game. Ortman looking for Chamberlain cutting. She's chested up well there by Worthington. They get it right side to Halverson. Howard on her, gets it to Chamberlain. Chamberlain gets to the foul line, picks up her dribble, travels with it. Great defense by the Warriors. Little double team action there by Worthington and McShane at the foul line. And as Chamberlain tried to reverse pivot, she lost her balance, shuffled her feet. Warrior basketball, Kratzer with it. Kratzer backs it out now to start the offense. Top of the key extended. Goes left side to Worthington. Worthington looking for Kratzer. She cuts through. Not there. Over to McShane. Right angle. She starts to penetrate. Now bounce pass out to Steele. Steele goes baseline. Pulls up. 10-footer. No good. Rebound by... pulled out of there by Knapp. Knapp goes up the left side to Ortman. Ortman dribbles around the top of the key. Pulls up at the foul line. Right side. Banks it in. First basket. First points of the third quarter at 3:20 for... the Cougars. Kratzer now out top with it. Starts down the left side. A little hesitation. Goes to Steele. Steele for three. Looks good. Is Allie Steele with a three-pointer. Answers right back and makes it a 20-point Warrior lead. 44-24. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ortman way out on the left angle. Swings it out top of the key to Lesage. Lesage been a non-factor. Just 2 points. Penetrates down the right side. Gets bumped. She's going to go to the foul line for two here. That's either going to be on Steele or Kratzer, or she kind of split the defense there a little bit. Foul's going to be on Allie Steele. I think that's going to be her first of the game. Just the third, or excuse me, the first team foul on the Warriors here in the second half. Lesage at the foul line, buries the first one. Warriors just done a great job of keeping Lesage and Halverson off the foul line and away from open looks. Great defensive game plan by Reg McShane and his coaches, and the girls have executed it almost flawlessly. Lesage hits them both, which she will do. I think she was 10 for 10 when we played them in December. She just kept getting to the foul line and kept making shots. Kratzer, top of the key, backs it out. Now gets it over to Steele on the right wing. That three-pointer will bring them out that Allie just hit. So now the defense extends more. Howard penetrates from the right wing, pulls up, buries the 12-footer. Victoria Howard, her first basket here in a while. That's going to give Howard, I believe, 14 points now in the game, four in this half. Ortman, left wing extended, looking for the cutter going through. Now finds McLaughlin out top. McLaughlin goes over to Halverson. Halverson starts to penetrate in, spins to the right hand. Throws up a hook shot, gets fouled by Howard. So that's going to put Halverson on the line. This is not what Reg wants. He does not want to keep putting these girls on the line. Number one, the clock's not running. The clock is the Warriors' friend right now. And number two, I'll get the little better volume there for you. Number two, you don't want to put Halverson and Lesage on there if you're going to put somebody on there. Halverson buries the first one. Cuts it back to a 19-point lead. Halverson just 3 points in the game so far. She'll have one more. Howard coming out of the game. Going to get a little bit of a break. She's played 6 minutes so far here in the third quarter. That gets Keely Graham into the game for the Warriors. Second one perfect also. So Halverson with a pair. Gives her four and cuts it down to 46-28 Warriors. Crotzer down the right side. Three-point attempt by Steele from the right wing. No good. Rebound by Graham on the weak side. Gets it to McShane. Back out top to Crotzer. Great weak side rebound by Keely Graham. She's been doing it all year. McLean finds McShane. Top of the key. 18-footer. A little short. Rebound by Knapp. Knapp to McLaughlin. McLaughlin up the center of the floor. Pulls up at the top of the key. Backs it out. Now swings it left side to Ortman. Ortman, left angle extended. Graham on her. Finds Lesage at the top of the key. Lesage penetrates with the right hand. Throws up a wild shot and out of bounds. Great defense by Madeline Crotzer. Lesage frustrated. She thought she was going to get a foul call on that. She ends up just throwing the ball out of bounds as she forced the shot. Now Cougars extend into a 2-2-1 press. Steele pushes it up the right side, gets through the trap, pulls up. Oh, tried to make the pass to McLean, gets stolen by Halverson. Halverson pushes it back. Step through with the left hand, goes back to the right hand, blocked by Crotzer. Halverson going to try it again, going up. She misses again, hits the bottom of the backboard, and Steele gets the rebound. Halverson gets the foul. Halverson frustrated, but she goes over to make sure Allie's okay. Good sportsmanship there by the junior post player for the Cougars, but very frustrated. Halverson, after missing two shots underneath the rim, the second one hitting the bottom of the backboard. Warriors doing a good job of just keeping their hands straight up and not drawing the foul. Back to this 2-2-1 press. Graham to inbound. Gets it into Crotzer. Crotzer working on Halverson, gets past her, excuse me, on Lesage, gets past her on the left side, pulls up, elbow line, gets fouled. I said elbow line, the elbow of the foul line there. I might have to coin that. Pulls up at the elbow line. So if you hear me say that again, that might be our new thing here for pulling up at the corner of the foul line and shooting. It's that little 17-footer there. She gets fouled, hit it right on the arm, and Crotzer goes back to the line. Minute five to go in the third quarter. Warriors up big right now. Crotzer will have two. She makes the first one. Emma McLaughlin back into the game, replaces Johnson. Johnson goes to the bench, really been a non-factor in this game. Crotzer makes them both. It's 48-28 Warriors. They've doubled their lead from 10 to 20 here. Crotzer gets a steal down the right, down the left sideline. She's going to take it all the way on Halverson, lays it up and misses. McShane with the rebound. She misses. Graham comes out of there, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Cougars. The Warriors are getting every call right now, and the Portland Adventist fans are up in arms about the refereeing. Warriors have been the aggressor, going after every loose ball. And the reach-in foul there called on number 30. That's on Emma McLaughlin, her second. And it's the 15th foul against the Cougars. Warrior ball triggered in from the left side by Steele. Gets it out to Crotzer. Crotzer works to the foul line. Spins back to left hand. Little 8-footer. Way strong on that one. And the rebound by Samantha McLaughlin. McLaughlin working on Graham, finally gets it across half court, over to Halverson. Halverson looks at the three and gives it to Lesage instead. Lesage wants the three, can't get it. Good defense by Crotzer. Goes back to McLaughlin at the top of the key. McLaughlin left side to Ortman extended. She fakes on Graham, drives to the right, gives it to Lesage. Wants the three, can't get it. Good defense by Crotzer again. Now Halverson in the corner, tries to get it into to Lesage, stolen by Graham. Graham penetrates all the way in, takes it up and under, and misses the shot. McLean tries to save it, can't do it. And it's going to be Cougar basketball. Keely Graham with a good attempt there. 8.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's going to be Cougar basketball underneath the Warrior basket. The Warriors are going to extend to try to make sure they don't get anything easy here. They can't roll the ball in and run clock or keep the clock from running. They get it into McLaughlin. McLaughlin works up the left side, goes way to Ortman. Ortman to McLaughlin, top of the key, misses the three. Trotzer with a rebound, and we're going to the fourth quarter. The Warriors with a big lead, 48-28, outscoring the Cougars 16-6 in that quarter. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM McMinnville. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark bringing you live Warrior girls basketball action from North Bend High School in this quarterfinal matchup between your Warriors and the Cougars of Portland Adventist Academy. Warriors leading 48-28 with 8 minutes to go. And this will be one last push here probably over the next 3 to 4 minutes by the Cougars to try to cut into this. Warriors are being led by Victoria Howard with 14 points, 5 boards. Madeline Krotzer, 13 points, 4 rebounds. Lindsay McShane, 8 points, 13 boards. And Shayla McClain with 8 points. Lesage with the ball, right side. Gets it up to the high post, then it's knocked away, and they're going to call a foul from behind on Howard. I think she knew it. Victoria kind of clapping her hands, poked it away from Halverson, got a little body. I think that's going to be 3. No, they're going to call it on McClain. I think they missed that one. Shayla McClain going to pick up. Nope, they're changing it right now to Howard. That's what I thought. I didn't think Shaylin hit anybody. So it's going to be Victoria's second. Third team foul on the Warriors. So Cougars to inbound right side of the key. They go with a box. They screen away on the bottom and having a hard time getting in. Finally get it to Lesage on the far right wing. Lesage dribbles out to the top, swings it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin looking for cutters. There's no cutters there as the Warriors do a good job of chesting him up. Now McLaughlin goes baseline. This is her sister. She scores and fouled. So that was Emma McLaughlin with a pass from Sam McLaughlin. And Emma gets the basket and the foul. So a good quick start for the Cougars here. Chance to cut into that 20-point lead. And Reg is going to take a quick timeout here. So we're going to take one also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM, McMinnville.
Are you looking for good old-fashioned mouth-watering barbecue? Head for Uncle Jack's Barbecue in Amity. This is real barbecue. Everything is smoked right on location, and everything is special, right down to the peanut shells on the floor. And if you don't know what that means, then you definitely need to head to Amity and Uncle Jack's Barbecue. Uncle Jack's Barbecue serves lunch and dinner and also has takeout and catering. They're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday until 8, and they're closed on Sunday.
Basketball. This is Jeff Clark bringing you live action from North Bend High School in this quarterfinal girls 3A state matchup. It's 48-30 Warriors. McLaughlin misses the foul shot and rebounded by McClain. So Warrior basketball. Steal on the right side. Goes down in the corner to McShane. Finds McClain underneath. McClain misses the short one. Ball loose. McClain gets it back. Puts it up. Misses again. She quick shot that one. Should have held on to that ball a little bit longer. Maybe reset the offense. McLaughlin pushes it up middle, steps through, and puts it up and in. Nice jump stop and a step through by McLaughlin, and they've cut 4 off this lead. It's down to 48-32. Krotzer with the ball, weaving her way up through traffic, goes right corner to McShane. Bounce pass inside to Krotzer. She misses. McClain with the rebound. She misses, gets it back, puts it up, and in! Shaylin McClain not giving up. Shaylin's a big girl, a lot of reach in there, and is able to hold her position very well. She's really gotten a lot stronger around the basket this year. Lesage, right side, 18-point Warrior lead, 50-32. Her pass kicked by Krotzer. So, looking at some stats coming into this quarter, if you go to OSAA, you can look at live stats there. But Warriors really getting a lot out of McLean. 10.6 boards here now in the game. Halverson down low. Kicks it back out in the corner to McLaughlin for three. No good. Rebound by Kratzer. And Kratzer comes flying out of there on the dribble drive with it. Gets to the top of the key. Now works down the left side. Finds McShane underneath the basket and scores. Great pass from Madeline Kratzer to Lindsay McShane. McShane got inside position, sealed off, and Kratzer found her. Lesage goes baseline into traffic. Throws up a wild shot. No good. McShane battling. Ortman knocks it out of there. Halverson comes out with the rebound. Out on top of McLaughlin. Back to her sister, McLaughlin. That's Emma. Gets the ball knocked away. Now they get in the corner to Sarah McLaughlin. She goes baseline trying to find Rue. Her shot blocked by Howard as she tries to reverse it up and in. Howard now pushes up the right side. Doesn't have numbers. Gets away with a travel. Makes a little 8-footer. I think that was a travel right in front of the official. He didn't think so though. 54-32 Warriors with their biggest lead of the game at 22. McLaughlin to Ortman on the left wing. McShane on her. Get it into McLaughlin at the foul line, steps through and makes it. So Emma McLaughlin giving them a little burst off the bench now. I believe that is 8 points for her all in the second half. Howard down the right side to McShane. McShane starts to penetrate, gives it to Kratzer, cutting to the basket. She scores and is fouled. Great pass from one senior to another. Lindsay McShane started to penetrate, put the brakes on, flicked the little pass to Kratzer. She came flying down the key. Kratzer lays it up with the left hand and draws the foul. Warriors up 56-34. Chamberlain, Knapp, and Johnson coming back into the game for Lesage and McLaughlin and Halverson. And I got to think this is getting pretty close to the point where coach from the Cougars, Ty Johnson, might empty his bench here in the next minute or two. Free throw missed by Kratzer. She's 3 out of 6 now from the foul line tonight. Emma McLaughlin at the foul line goes right side to Ortman. She throws up a miss, and Worthington with the rebound. Gives it to Howard. She pushes back hard while the Cougars transition in defense. Pulls up at the foul line, tries to go to McShane. McShane's going to be fouled from behind by Ortman. Could have been a jump ball. They call Ortman for coming over the back on McShane, and that's going to be the 7th team foul. It's going to put McShane at the line shooting one-on-one. Lindsay has not had a great line from the foul line tonight. Hasn't had a great line shooting there. She's 2 out of 5 from the foul line so far. She's got 10 points, 13 boards, and 3 assists, and a couple of block shots tonight, though. So Lindsay doing it in every facet of the game, and just being a workhorse out there, dominating the paint. So first one on the one-on-one, rattles around, pops out. So the one weakness she's had tonight is shooting foul shots. Ortman up the right side, penetrates in. Howard meets her there. She comes up short. McShane with another rebound. Gets it out to Steele. Steele gets it across quickly and then slows down at the three-point line. Dribbles back across, finds Kratzer, left baseline. Kratzer loses the ball on the dribble. And then we've got a jump ball between Worthington and Chamberlain, and that's going to be Warrior basketball. 4:50 to go in the game. Warriors up by 22, 56-34. It's going to be their basketball right side of the baseline. Howard to trigger it in. Warriors stack it up. Quick pass into Kratzer. Kratzer penetrates all the way to the basket, lays it up a little short with the right hand. Pass ahead to Ortman on the right side. Steele cuts her off and draws the foul. That'll be a shooting foul for Ortman. Steele wasn't going to give up that lay-in. Kind of cut right in front of Ortman as she drove to the hoop. Knocked the ball away, but got a piece of the arm also. To Ortman to the line to shoot two. 4:42 to go in the game. Warriors up 22. Ortman misses long. First time we've seen her at the line tonight. She has 6 points in the game, but they've all been on two-point field goals. Second one for Ortman. Isaac comes up a little short, but it rims in. So it's down to a 21-point lead. Kratzer with the ball. 2-2-1 press for the Cougars. Gets it up left side to Howard. Howard back out to Kratzer on top, left side extended. Working on McLaughlin, pulls up at the foul line, left side, goes to Howard in the corner for three, no good. Rebound inside, McShane taken away by Chamberlain. Chamberlain rolling on the floor with it. No call. Official says she was bobbling it. And buying that, but down 21 with 4 minutes to go. Official probably gave her a little benefit of the doubt. Ortman, foul line travel, got away with it. Gets the ball to Chamberlain. Throws up a wild hook shot. No good. Ball loose. Picked up by Allie Steele. Allie hands it to Kratzer. Wouldn't hurt the Warriors to run a little clock here. 4 minutes to go in the game. Up 21. Kratzer penetrates from the top of the key. Gets all the way in. 10 feet out. Takes one more dribble. Comes up short on the shot. Warriors could probably stand to run more than 10 seconds a clock the next time they have the ball. We'll see what Reg says about that. Pass inside to Johnson. Couldn't hang on to it. Chase it down to the baseline. Goes out to Chamberlain. Wide open three. No good. She's close in the first half. McShane with, I think, her 15th rebound of the game. Pushes it over to Kratzer. Kratzer. Fans from PAA complaining about a carry. No call there. Howard at the foul line loses it. Gets it back. Throws it out right wing to Worthington. Worthington back to Howard on the right wing. She's fouled there by McLaughlin as she starts to drive. McLaughlin gives her a pat on the back. Everybody's okay. Kind of a hard foul with the hip. That's going to put Howard on the line to shoot one and one. 18 foul against PAA. Warriors just 5 team fouls in the half. Here comes Graham and Croxford and Lillianne Dumler. As McShane, Steele, and Kratzer come out of the game. 3:21 to go. Warriors up 21. Howard a chance to extend that lead. And Reg a chance to get his senior girls a little bit of rest. Foul shot is perfect by Howard. Now looking ahead at tomorrow, assuming this is a win, the Warriors, let me get the 3A girls bracket up here. McLean coming into the game for Worthington. So, well, they're going to make her wait. Says she didn't get to the table quick enough. So now they do. I'm not sure what's going on out there. Finally, they let Worthington come out and McLean come in. So the Warriors with a win will play at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon as they get the later game there, later session. Howard misses the second one. Dumler and Halverson tie up on the rebound, and it's going to be Cougar basketball. So the Warriors will play at 4:15 at Marshfield High School. Warriors with a 22-point lead. We're going to go to commercial break right now. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. On, well, it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here. Let me give you a U.S. Bank spot, though. U.S. Bank is one of the big supporters of OSAA state championships. You can earn rewards, exclusive discounts, and preferred rates with a U.S. Bank package. Choose a silver, gold, or platinum checking and create a package with the features that are right for you. U.S. Bank, all of us serving you. See banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, N.A., member FDIC. Also, for if you're looking for information about championship merchandise, if you want to get something to kind of support the kids that were here, get something that commemorates this state championship, you can do so at osaa.org. Driving lane by Knapp, missed, rebound by Dumler. She steps through and finally gets it to Howard. Knapp had a breakaway all by herself and put it up too strong. Howard with the ball, top of the key, crosses over, gets into the lane, throws up a wild shot, no good there, rebound by Johnson. Johnson gets it to Knapp. Knapp penetrates in. She's going to travel and get away with it. That's unbelievable. Finally, Lesage gets the pass from Knapp and lays it up and in. The officials just completely letting that travel go as Knapp fell to the floor. Croxford, foul line. Howard gets three-pointer off. No good. Graham battling on the weak side. Comes down with a rebound. It's what she does. Finds Howard at 10 feet. Howard airball from 10 feet. Victoria just kind of throwing up anything right now. And then Graham gets on the floor. Had Knapp tied up or had, yeah, and they don't call the jump ball. Croxford knocks the ball out of bounds. So 2:20 to go, getting pretty sloppy now. 57-37 Warriors. Howard out to lead for the Warriors. Victoria is getting herself a few extra shots there, knowing she was coming out of the game, I think. But she's tired. And the shot was not falling there the last couple minutes. Coming up on the two-minute mark, Halverson goes left side to Chamberlain. Chamberlain with McLean on her, penetrates in, throws up a little 10-footer, rattles the cage and goes in. Little hook shot there from Chamberlain. Chamberlain had the hot hand in the first half. Croxford trying to split the double team, gets the ball knocked away from her. And it's going to be Knapp all the way in for the basket. So 16-point game now. Andrade pushes it up the left side. Slows down now. Trapped there. Goes in the corner to Dumbler. Cougar coach not backing off at all, keeping his best players in the game, even though the Warriors have gone pretty deep into their bench. Dumbler, right side of the baseline, misses air ball from 8 feet. Didn't get her feet set on that one. Minute and a half to go. Halverson, top of the key, travel, got away with it, throws underneath to Johnson. Johnson hooks it up and in over Dumbler. 14-point game, minute and a half to go. Croxford throws a bullet pass to Graham down the left side. Graham spins away from the defense, bounce pass to McLean, lays it up and in and draws the foul. Shaylin McLean with a great bounce pass from Keely Graham from the left side to the right side on an angle. Finding McLean, sealing off down there. Shaylin McLean probably having her best offensive game of her high school career. Let me take a quick look here and I'll tell you. I got to say, she's at 12, maybe 14 points now. See if we can get some updated stats here. She bangs in the foul shot. So Shaylin McLean with, I think, 13 points and 6 boards now in the game. 60-43 Warriors. Lesage penetrates right side. Starters still in there. A lot of the starters still for the Cougars. She misses the shot. Ball's loose. And we've got a travel called on Lesage. Lesage throws her arms out in disgust. Probably should get a technical for that motion. Very unsportsmanlike by Lesage. But boy, she's been frustrated all night. Lesage has just 4 points in the game. And that coming, or excuse me, 6 points in the game on 2 of 11 shooting for the field. 3-point range. Oppage down on the floor as the officials called over to the scorer's table. 60-43 Warriors, minute and 3 seconds to go. Emily Maples into the game. Robbie Morrison in, along with Talia Andrade, Lillian Dumbler, and Morgan Croxford for the Warriors. So a little state court time for Morrison and Maples and Andrade here. So we've got a little confusion, need some clarification between the officials here as to what's going on, but the Warriors with a comfortable win here against PAA. And now we've got a technical foul being called. I think somebody was not in the scorer's book. I think Emily Maples came into the game, but was not listed in the official book with the right number or not at all. I'm not sure which, but that's going to be a technical foul against the Warriors. Johnson goes to the line to shoot one, makes the first one, she'll get one more. Red's checking the official scorer's book there, and that sounds like one of those that either Reg or one of his assistants messed up on the number or getting Maples in there at all. Johnson misses the second one, so it should be 60-44. They haven't put the score up there. I think a little distraction at the scorer's table, but I believe it's 60-44, and it's going to be PAA basketball, I think. Reg still talking with one of the officials, trying to get some clarification as to what happened there in the book. They're still talking about it. So I think Reg wants to make sure this doesn't happen in a more important moment. So they're going to tell Emily that she has to come out. So no official playing time for Emily. Keely Graham going to come back into the game. So I'm sure Reg will feel bad about that. Some sort of clerical error by the Warriors. All right. So it's going to be Cougar basketball. 103 to go in the fourth. 16-point Warrior lead. And finally, Coach Johnson from the Cougars goes deep into his bench, bringing in number Allie Annunciato into the game, as well as Tanya Allen. Knapp, right side to Allen. Allen looks for the cutter, finds McLaughlin at the foul line, puts the ball on the floor, drives in hard, misses, should be an over the back, no call. Graham gets the rebound though. Keely, inch for inch, best rebounder in the state for 3A girls basketball. Just a phenomenal rebounder. Dumbler, three-pointer, left side, no good. Andrade with the rebound, puts it up and in! Talia Andrade gets her numbers for the day, picking up a couple of points there, gets in the scorebook. 1-for-1 for the field from Andrade for 2 points. She'll remember that. Great offensive rebound by Talia there. Chamberlain penetrates down the right side, ball knocked away and stolen by Andrade. So Andrade with 2 points and then the steal, gets it to Croxford to Morrison. Morrison travels with the ball. The ball was led her just a little bit too much, and she had to put the brakes on before she got to the baseline, shuffled her feet a little bit. Tough patch to catch. Tough pass to catch from Croxford. Annunziata with the ball, right side. 10 seconds now. Now we're down to five. To McLaughlin. McLaughlin looking for the cutter. Finds Allen. She's fouled with 1.6 seconds to go. Allen will go to the foul line to shoot two. So as soon as this game is over, we're going to cut it short. We're going to throw it over to John Stearns over at Marshfield High School. Well, probably not too quick, actually. It's 7:42 right now. Allen misses the first one. John's going to come on the air at about 8 o'clock. I won't be too far behind him over there. Tip-off time is 8:15 for the boys' game. Allen misses the second one. Dumbler with the rebound. And she gets the ball, and that's the end of the game. 62-42 is the final score. Warriors come out of here with a convincing first-round victory by 18 points over a team that beat them by five back in December. We want to thank you for joining us here on KLYC 1260 AM. Remember, tomorrow the girls will be playing. We don't know who yet. It'll be the winner of the Santa Am Christian Salem Academy, two teams that the Warriors have already played this year. They beat Santa Am Christian twice, lost a tough one at Salem Academy back in January, and so the winner of that game will play Amity at 4:15 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 4 o'clock for that game. So join us again once tomorrow, and right now, stay tuned, because in just a few minutes at about 8 o'clock, we will have pregame coverage of the boys' game against Portland Adventist Academy. The tip-off of that's 8:15. Pregame should start at about 8. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM. We'll be back in a few minutes.